Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great. How about you?
I am good. Yep. Friday could have been better. Man, that shocked the market.
You did shock the market. There's a bunch of stuff that shocked the market. We've had a lot of volatility lately. Yeah. We definitely want to talk about that and you know, how to both profit and protect through this, right? This kind of volatility happens all the time. You can't panic. You got to tighten up your seatbelt a little bit. The roads get bumpy, but then you got to look for opportunity. What's the relative trade?
Let's talk about who's on our show and then get right into what's happening and what's how's it going to impact people's portfolios and their retirement. We've got a great show today. We do have a multi-asset manager coming on the show today, talking about different ways to invest, different ways to profit and protect. Unconventional.
And pretty timely given all the volatility.
Absolutely. So that's right. It's going to be a really interesting conversation with him about how you can make money or protect yourself in these types of times. So that's going to be interesting. We really want to talk to all of you about what's happening in the economy, in the markets, and with this new change that we're hearing about the Delta variant and the variant itself of the new mutations that we're seeing on COVID. We have heard of a lot of concerns of not only investors, but people as they go through this big change. We are seeing governments react through this new variant. We are seeing governments react because of the Delta variant and how things are going. Countries in Europe and in other parts of the world being either shut down or limiting travel. Mm-hmm. This is going to start to spook the markets even more. The growth concept of things are getting better now has a pause in here. And when we look at both of our different disciplines, Dave, in this, we find that there are two ways to look at this, at least two ways to look at this in the market. If you're looking at your accounts on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis online, you may come into a bit of a surprise. And so I look at this from a growth perspective of, hey, it's Black Friday that we had.
Yeah.
Things go a little bit cheaper on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Some discounts.
I've got my shopping list. I've got my shopping cart. Now it's time to go pick up some of those goods. So that's one way that I look at this. I'm not trying to minimize what's happening in the world with all this variant and the new information that's coming on board. But I can tell you from the information I have read so far that by the time these experts in the science and health sciences world understand what this variant does to when it actually can get some sort of pattern or charting of it to when there's some sort of program in place, regardless of what program it is, it's around 120 days. So for the next 4 months, we're going to hear about this.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a portfolio manager who sees this type of emotional volatility, that things can get priced extremely in a matter of 24 hours.
Correct.
When you see the price of oil plummet, when you see gold go up, when you see alternative investments like cryptocurrency hit a bear market, when you start to see stocks roll over, when you see people running to the bond market and doing all these different things happening on a shortened day on a Friday.
I was going to remind everybody of that, right? We don't know if this is an accurate reflection given that American markets are closed at 11 o'clock our time on Friday, right? So we'll have to give it a little bit of time to digest in, right? And as you said, it's going to take 4 months for them to accurately determine, right? They've got to, does the vaccine work? That's really the question. Does the vaccine still protect us against these mutations?
Correct, which is why you're going to see a lot of the healthcare industry work on this, the testing and so forth going out on this. There's a lot of information that needs to be understood still. So in early points in this situation, what do we do as money managers? Number one, we've always looked at protecting, which we have. When you look at the portfolio that we manage and you look at how when the markets fall the way they do, we don't fall like that, okay? So that's number one. Number two, for those who are earning or needing cash flow or income.
Absolutely.
I think, Dave, you should kind of give some information on people of why we have an income bucket and not put everything in a growth strategy just to receive income. Why we don't rely on dividends, why we don't rely on different things
on
like
assets.
That to do that. Maybe give them a real quick refresher of that, then we can go from there.
So we talk about our structure and discipline, and we talk about four buckets, right? An income bucket and a growth bucket. We spend a lot of time talking about the growth bucket. But the income bucket is designed to protect against just this event, right? Where you get risk assets, you know, wildly falling on any given day. When you have an income bucket and we're invested in cash bonds and fixed income, sometimes you go, hey, boy, those returns haven't been that good this year. But on, you know, on days like where you see volatility on Friday and so on and so forth, think about what Faisal just said earlier. People are rushing out of risk assets and they're buying bonds. They're bidding up the price of bonds. Your income bucket is being protected and perhaps even growing through that particular period of time. And it's that structure and discipline, Faisal, we talk about it all the time. What we can't have is in the short term people's ability to fund their lifestyle negatively affected.
Think about what happens if you have been relying on dividends to pay for your cash flow in retirement right now. We've seen a pullback last year during the pandemic, you know, February, March, April, holy cow.
Yep.
Okay. You're seeing volatility in points. September wasn't good. Parts of November, not good. You know, you're seeing these pullbacks. Can you imagine if you needed more money in that month or in that year when markets are down, but you're living off the dividends?
Right.
It is so hard for people to say, you know what? I'm trying to cut my lifestyle because the market's down.
Right. And they shouldn't. You shouldn't.
And what kind
that.
Of experience yeah, no, is that,
that
anyways?
Exactly.
Right? So having a proper structure in the income bucket, you've done a great job in ours. I think it's been fantastic, all things considering in regards to what's happening in the world. Sure, we all want double-digit returns, but are you willing to take double-digit risk for that?
Yeah, not in the income bucket, right?
Right.
Not in the income bucket. And let's remind everybody, the income bucket's designed to shelter for a period of time. Remember, you said it could take 120 days to get a handle on what these new mutations mean and whether the vaccinations that we currently have in place will be effective. That's actually a relatively short period of time still, right?
Yeah.
Remember, when we talk in a perfect world about it, an income bucket, we talk in terms of 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? So we don't want anybody to have to cut their lifestyle because markets for this period of time or, you know, last year or whatever the problem's going to be in the future changes. And so structure, discipline, the four buckets, proper positioning, all are important. Now, when we hit volatility, here's what people think. Emotionally, it's scary.
Yeah.
Get it. I get it for everybody. But just like in 2020, opportunities present themselves, right? You get pricing distortions, mistakes being made. We don't know what day those are made, but we look for those trends, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's, you know, this is when we get to go to work and we get to pull out the research and we get to look at the
Friday was very interesting for us because the amount of time we spent together looking at every single corner of the market for opportunity.
Yeah.
Double checking I called it a Christmas list, let's now call it a Black Friday list, right? Like I was hoping to buy during the Santa Claus rally of you know, the unloved toys, but this time it looks like it's Black Friday. So I know I'm gonna be very busy next week, you know, not only just buying, but looking at ways to profit and protect. We've made a lot of moves throughout the last 3 months to seize profit, mitigate risk, so forth. We saw volatility coming. We've talked about this many times, and volatility is here. We didn't know it was going to be a mutation.
No.
But we know that there's going to be volatility. I think there's going to be more volatility coming, which I love, which gives me opportunity. So what does an individual who's looking at their portfolio and know that there's structure and discipline behind it, that's the first thing, is to look back and say, okay, if this is what's happening now, what is the manager going to do about it?
Right.
Are they going to just sit back and let it and watch it? Then you have to go through the entire cycle, however long that may be. If they're active managers, how are they acting? What's their thesis? And our thesis in this situation is we are in a recovery mode. It's just not going to be straight up.
Yeah. Can I also talk about perspective? Because I want you to comment on this. Perspective is important. If it's a 2% pullback, as an example, versus 10, we haven't even had a 10% this year, right? And so people need to keep in perspective and keep their wits about them. This is the discipline you speak about, right? And not overreact to things as well.
You're going to hear more about this in the media than you're going to see in your portfolio if you've got a five-pillar investment strategy approach.
Yeah, you
right?
got it.
So that's where the key thing has come. So take away from this for any of the people who are invested in a strategy that has a structure, a discipline that's designed to profit and protect through every market condition, take a step back. And if you're concerned, reach out to your advisor, talk to them, find out what your concerns are, comparisons to what they're thinking, and do they match? And if you feel differently, then there's a chance to look back and say, let's make some adjustments if necessary. So this is the time.
Yep.
You know, think about that. I was hoping that we can kind of get this across to many people to think about the big issues. So, you know, I think where you'll learn more and more about this is how the entire retirement structure works. And we're going to talk that about that to you Tuesday, December 7th, live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
If you're concerned about recent volatility, stick around after the break. We're going to talk about how adding multi-asset strategies may actually both profit and protect for you in this environment. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.